This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. We're talking about 4-H today. We're in Danville talking with some of the 4-H'ers here. As 4-H Week in Pennsylvania takes place March 17th through the 23rd, and that's coming up here next week. So we want to welcome four of the 4-H'ers. We're going to meet them a bit more in just a few minutes, but first we want to talk to Robin Oberdorf, who has a title which is escaping me.
4-H educator.
4-H educator. Give us a brief look at 4-H, first of all. You know, what it is and what its mission is.
4-H is a program for youth ages 5 to 18. They learn life skills and different other skills that they can use into the future. They learn public speaking, presentation skills, organization skills. They learn about different subjects such as cooking and sewing and livestock and environmental science. Most of the projects are separated into areas such as expressive arts, environmental science, animal science, healthy living, and STEM. And the kids can join clubs where they learn from trained leaders all the different skills.
Have there been a lot of changes over the years? I mean, you were involved as a kid too, right?
Yes, I've been in 4-H since I was 9. And there have been a few changes. The projects are similar, but they've moved forward to meet the needs of today's kids.
What's some of the biggest challenges of being in charge of this?
Biggest challenges would be finding nights where everybody can get together, because kids today are super busy. They all have different sports and clubs that they're involved in. So finding time to get everybody involved is kind of difficult, so we end up moving around the days of the week that we can do things so that we can catch all the kids and get them all involved. And finding leaders is difficult, people who are willing to get their clearances so that they can be screened to mentor these youth. We use a lot of teen leaders. So, yeah, that's part of the difficulty, is finding people who are willing to give up their time and their skills to teach these kids.
But certainly the what you get back, the rewards, is probably makes it worth it for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yep, I've seen a lot of these kids grow through even the past 5 years that I've been involved. I've been a leader for many, many years, and a lot of the kids that I first started with in clubs have graduated out.
Great. Let's move down the line here. We have Alyssa Bergenstock.
Yep.
Okay. And you you go to Danville School, as we established before we went on tape, but everybody here is a Danville student. What grade are you in, and 4-H, how long have you been involved?
So I am a senior at Danville High School this year, and I have been involved in 4-H since I was a Cloverbud, so around 10 years now, maybe a little more. And I'm currently serving as the 2025 Pennsylvania 4-H State Secretary this year on the State Council.
How has 4-H helped you? What has it done for you?
So 4-H kind of opened up a lot for me, opportunity-wise, but my confidence. I went in and my dad like forced me into the club. He was like, "You're gonna do this, and you're gonna like it." And all of a sudden, I took off, and I started to love it. And I knew I wanted to wear that green blazer one day, and that's what I get to do now. 4-H teaches you, like Robin said, skills, life skills, but I really took the public speaking and my confidence, and now I'm going to be a leader one day in the agricultural community.
Okay. And as far as the public speaking, was that something that was not you before you started?
No, I hated it, and Robin can even attest to it. Like, I think she watched me, like, kind of curl up in the back of a corner behind my dad, and now I'm, like, speaking at the state level and doing all these things, and 4-H is truly what I will always thank for that.
Okay. Have you done other things as well, or do you kind of focus on one area?
I started out in, like, sewing and cooking and cake decorating projects, and then I went back and I started doing livestock projects and public speaking and those leadership roles. So I've done a little bit of everything. I've loved everything I've done.
And who wants to go next? Tell me your name and grade, first of all.
My name's Nadia Oberdorf, and I'm in sixth grade.
And how long have you been in 4-H?
6 years.
About 6 years? Yeah. Okay. And what got you involved?
My pap that I didn't meet used to volunteer for 4-H, and he got a bench when she passed away, and my mom made me do it.
But what is it about 4-H that you would say is, you know, the best parts?
I like the clubs a lot. My favorite club that I do would be the hiking club.
Explain that, how that works with the different projects. Do you kind of select one and then stick with it a while, or do people do different ones every year?
People can do different ones every year. It depends on if they like it or not.
Okay. But hiking is the area you've kind of stuck to?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the hiking because you get to go places and you get to see, like, different things. One time when we were hiking, we saw a porcupine climb up a tree.
Did it get too close, though?
No.
Okay. My coworker just told me the other day he took a 3-mile walk into the state forest and then realized that he still had to walk the 3 miles to get back to his car. So I guess that's a tip for you. Just don't walk too far into the forest, right?
Yeah.
All right. And moving on down the line here, your name and what grade you're in?
My name is Am Trotter, and I'm in sixth grade.
You've been involved with 4-H how long?
About 4 years.
And what got you involved?
So my dad and my grandpa and, like, my aunt and uncle all did 4-H, and they sort of just, like, pushed me into 4-H.
Okay. Was it so kind of a family tradition?
Yeah, sort
okay.
of.
Okay. And what specific things, when you got in the first place, what was your kind of image of it, what you thought it was going to be, and also what it became for you?
I thought it was just going to be, like, a lot of walking and just, like, listening to people just talk about nature. But it's actually, like, just a bunch of, like, crafts. I also do sharpshooters, so I do air rifle, so that's also a lot of fun. But it's now, like, just, like, a lot of crafts and walking, and there are long talks, too, but it's still fun.
Do you feel like this is something that will benefit you later in life, some of the things you're learning?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, it's definitely a lot of fun, obviously, but it definitely, like, teaches you, like, life skills and, like, how to handle yourself in, like, future.
Okay. Have you made new friends that, you know, from different school districts maybe that you wouldn't have otherwise made?
Yeah, I've made friends from, like, Bloomsburg and Salem's Grove and stuff, so.
And what's the range that you guys are covering here?
Well, we do Montour County, and our group, the Central Susquehanna Valley Group, is Northumberland, Columbia, Union, Snyder,
so that's how they mix,
though. Yep, yeah, okay. we kind of, the state is broken up into areas. So we, as a group, will camp together, and we have also included Wayne, Lackawanna, and Lycoming in that camp. So we camp at Camp Levine in June, and that is a lot of fun. A lot of everybody here goes to Camp Levine, everybody that's here today. Camp is something that all the kids look forward to.
Something we didn't mention at the beginning, 4-H, what does that mean?
4-H is the four leaves of the clover. Head, heart, hands, and health is what it stands for. It is a way to symbolize all of the different areas of 4-H and the things that the kids will learn and take with them into the future.
Okay. And it goes back how far, 4-H?
4-H started in 1902.
Wow.
And the first project was corn. And now we have so many more projects besides corn.
A lot of things probably nobody would even knew was going to exist back then.
Yes, yes. And there is quite a few projects available to 4-H'ers. I think the public usually kind of just sees some of it at the fair, but there really is a lot available.
Your name and grade?
I'm Amelia Bartlow, and I'm in seventh grade.
How long have you been involved in 4-H?
This will be my fourth year.
And what got you involved? Was it a family thing? Was it something you just heard about?
So my dad and I would go to the county fair, and I wasn't in 4-H at that point, but I remember going into the barns and looking at the projects, and I really thought that was really cool, and I wanted to do it.
Okay.
And then my mom and I joined.
This is the Montour-DeLong Fair?
Yes.
Okay. And that's I guess, a pretty big part of that, correct, Robin?
Yeah, that's the end of the year for the kids is to show their projects that they've done all year at the fair.
Tell me what kind of things you first got involved in, or if, is there a certain area you've stuck to as far as projects?
So the two projects I've started from the beginning, I've done horse and chickens all the way throughout, and I got to show chickens my first time this year, so that was really nice. I do like a new project every year.
Did you have any misconceptions about it getting in? You know, they always say it's not just cows and cooking, but did you have that kind of view of it?
Yeah, when I joined, especially at the fair, like when you're outside, you see the animals and stuff. There's so many arts projects, which I really enjoy doing, and the craft nights. And this year I'm doing knitting and stuff.
What advice would you give to somebody who's thinking about this that says, you know, I don't know, that's such a just a farm person thing. Do people get that image?
Yeah, definitely. I would say look at the project list on the website, and there's so many projects you can do, babysitting, crafts, and there's a lot for everyone, and there's a bunch of stuff for country, and then there's a bunch of stuff for, like, normal city stuff. Okay.
And going back to 1902, I'm sure no one would have dreamed it would be on the website.
That's true.
Okay. All right. What? Just if you could all just give me kind of your best memory, something that will really stick with you from 4-H.
So I think my past year being a camp counselor, I just love being a camp counselor. I love the kids who are there with me. I love getting to show them, like, I love camp, and I love getting to, like, express that back to them. So I think just, like, being a camp counselor is, like, my all-time favorite memory of the 4-H program.
Okay. Any thoughts for you?
It was in one of the clubs. We were hiking, and we saw a porcupine climb up a tree, and we saw the state bird when we were on the hike as well, and it was really cool.
I do shooting sports, and when I just started, I had a lot of trouble, like, actually, like, getting my eye on the sight. But then one time, just a random time, I, like, got, like, a bullseye, and that was, like, a really special moment for me.
Yeah, so for my horse project, I really enjoy when we made it to districts and we all just hung out and camped and showed. That was really fun.
Socialization,
yeah.
That's got to be a big, like we said, mixing the different districts. You meet people you would never have known existed if they were elsewhere. So let's wrap it up. Wrap it up with Robin. How do you hope to see, you know, when a new kid comes into 4-H, what's kind of your goal for them? What down the road, you say they might be here 5, 6, 10 years, but what do you hope they leave having accomplished?
I really hope that they get the chance to try all of the projects that they have time for and really find out what that spark is. Something's going to spark for them. They're going to find a project that's a real passion for them and maybe someday make a career from it. I have lots of members that have made real connections with some of the projects, and that's what they plan to make careers out of. And that all came from being in a 4-H club, learning a 4-H project. I'll give you an example. One would be entomology. There are several members right now that really, really want to have a career as entomologists just from the little work that we do in that club during the summertime.
Spotted lanternfly is out there, so there's probably lots of work for those folks now.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Keep studying those guys. All right, thanks for being with us on the program. I really appreciate all of you for taking some time out of your day. And thanks to our listeners as well for tuning in.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.